Song of Songs, you know, it's absolutely beautiful and has so many different levels to it. There's the Shulamite and the king and the bridegroom lover, and there are the maidens who call to the bride, the Shulamite, and follow from a distance, watching the way of a man with a maid, and watching the way the Shulamite is drawn by the bridegroom. And they actually are brides in the making themselves, because when she becomes finally his and declares, "My beloved's desire is towards me, I am my beloved's," when she's finally yielded every aspect of her will to him, they're still there, they're still in the background, looking, watching. These are those who see what it is to walk a deeper walk with God and actually want to follow that way themselves. And in eventually, in the fullness of time, they too will become Shulamites and will collect around them their own following who want to follow the way they follow. And so it perpetuates itself. There are always brides in the making. They are always being prepared for the king. How's your preparation going this morning? Is it him that your soul loves? Is it him that you long after? Or do you need to say to him, "Draw me and I'll run"? No one comes to the Father except the Father draw him, Jesus said. We need to be constantly drawn. There is nothing in our makeup that would naturally gravitate us towards him. Everything is grace. And the best we can do is say, "Draw me," so that he overcomes that old rebel within us. And eventually we lay down our arms and totally surrender to his. As the old song used to say, "Lay down your arms and surrender to mine." How's your surrender going this morning? Are you getting there? God bless you.